Are you on dope?
Yes.
What kind?
Musical dope.
You get high?
Yes.
Off of what?
Music.
Are you on a trip or something?
Yes.
What kind of a trip?
Music.
How old are you?
I'm old in mind, but young in age.
Hey, you're listening to Soul Discovery, Mick O'Donnell. This is Venecia Mathis Holland from Exception to the Rule. We love you, Mick, yeah.
Soul Discovery, Wednesday evening. Oh-ho. Exception to the Rule. Say about that, that's unbelievable. Exception to the Rule. And on the phones live from Germany, Vanessa Holland. Good evening, young lady.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad. Wow, where did you get vocals like that from, please? It's not fair.
Honestly, I think from church and my mother.
Wow, what a voice. Exception to the Rule, how did it all come about?
Well, it was myself and Daniela, the other singer. We actually had gotten together out of necessity to feed our children.
You're a pastor over in Germany. You own a minister over there, but you gave up recording.
Yeah.
Why did you give up recording with a voice like yours?
Well, I can't say I gave up recording. I just started recording different things. I got into gospel I began to minister. Of course, my husband, due to his job, I had to travel with him. There was a lot of things that came into play, the reason why I stopped recording at that time. But, I mean, I've always kept singing. I still sing now.
Yeah, I know, and some exciting projects coming up in the future, but we'll talk about that later. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You came up through the church, through the gospel side. What was your influences? Who did you look up to vocally-wise?
As far as gospel, you mean?
Yes, yeah, or generally across the board, really.
Oh, wow. I love Aretha Franklin. I love Gerald Austin. Whitney Houston, the old Whitney Houston. sorry, I had to say that. Gospel, I love Beverly Crawford. Just so many artists out there that I just really look up to that, that sing, even, some that are on the album, Melanie Burke, there's just
wow,
so many.
Yeah. We're going to play a track by you and Melanie later in the show. But, why did you leave this material sitting so long? Why didn't you keep going at Doyle about letting this material out? Because these tracks that these discovered are unbelievable tunes. They shouldn't have sat there for so long.
I think we were ahead of our time.
I think so.
Honestly, I do. At the time, we utilized the songs. We traveled a lot in, up and down the East Coast. We opened up for a lot of different groups and, we did a lot of work in New York, but it was for our time, we were a little ahead of our time in the songs that we were playing, so I guess it took time for it to catch up.
How did you meet Daniela?
Daniela actually is a friend of mine, and she is Melanie Burke's cousin, who's one of the other singers on the album. We all used to sing together, actually, almost the whole album, Mystery, myself, Daniela, Melanie Burke, Buddy McLeod, we used to do shows. So we all know each other, and we used to sing, back up or, open up for each other back in the day.
Okay, and how did, what about Daxwood? When did your paths cross with the legend Doyle himself?
Oh, for Doyle?
Yeah.
Doyle has always been there. I don't even really remember when I first met Doyle. It was back in the, in the 70s, 79 maybe. I don't ever remember not knowing Doyle.
Right.
Okay. He was just always a part of the music scene in our hometown, so anytime there was anything happening, be it a show at the fair or, a show at the Coliseum, he was there.
And he was sitting on material by you ladies like this.
Oh.
How dare he, hey?
There are times when I wake up and all I can think about is you. I think of the way that you hold me, the way that you kiss me, the things that you say to me. I miss every moment that you're around. Please call me.
Call me.
Call me.
Need you.
I need you. Yeah. I'll see you through
things that are great. Call me.
Call me.
Need you.
Oh!
right now.
Soul Discovery, can it get better? Oh no, I don't think so. Live on the phones from Germany, Vanessa Holland, one part of Exception to the Rule. Vanessa, that is, well, when I heard it down the phone for the first time, I fell over. I just couldn't believe that there was vocals that good still around. Unbelievable tune. Who wrote that song and how did it come about?
Actually, it was written, the lyrics were written by myself and Daniela. The music actually was given to us by my cousin, Eldridge McMillan, who at the time used to work for a record label. And we just decided to record it. I think it was actually made for someone else. But we sort of took it and made it our own. And it's so funny because when we first did that song, we began to play it in the South. And it picked up on the radio really quickly, so we were able to work, so we were happy. And they played it on the radio quite a bit. It was actually playing in places we didn't even know it was playing.
But it's took a long time for it to come out of the vaults, and which Daxwood Studios have done now. But you're going to be coming back and recording some more material, aren't you? Because your vocals can't just go away. They're unbelievable.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but what's the future for you? When are you coming back? Have you got an album or anything that's going to be coming out in the future?
Oh, yes. Actually, we're working on an album now, and myself and Melanie Burke, we had written a song a while back that we're actually beginning to work on again, which is Trouble Don't Last Always. Dole actually just pulled up some old songs that I had actually forgot about that he wanted to redo, which we're going to be doing in the studio now. I'm actually waiting on him to send the music to me so we can lay it down and get everything started, because there is there has been people asking for us to do other songs, so I thought it was kind of amazing because it was so long ago.
Yeah, but that's the way it always happens, isn't it, really, in the music industry? It's kind of strange. The track that you're doing with Melanie Burke, that is Solomon Burke's daughter, yes, just to let the listeners know.
Yes, Trouble Don't Last, uh-huh.
Yeah, and have you got much more work to do with Melanie as well in the future?
With Melanie?
Yes.
Hopefully, in the future, yes, that's what we're planning on. We're trying to get some other songs laid down so we can, help bring out some more music, from what we used to do back then.
Okay, let's hear this track, Trouble. It's because, the listeners haven't heard this yet, but be ready to, unbelievable.
God, stop this man from beating me. My face is so swollen, Lord, I can't even see. I know you can fix it. Before, so I'm giving it to you, Jesus. I can't take it anymore.
Trouble don't last always.
My troubles won't last for
lies. Trouble don't last always.
No, it won't.
Trouble don't last always.
Homelessness. All I warm place to rest. Take me in your arms, Lord, and shelter me.
Here I am.
I'm humbly at your feet, Lord.
Always.
I know my trouble won't last always.
Trouble lasts always.
No, no, it won't, Lord.
Trouble lasts always.
No, no, no.
Trouble.
With my heart, but sometimes we get caught up in what we think is right. I thank God for all the prayers my mother prayed for me at night.
Trouble don't last always.
Trouble don't last always.
Trouble don't last always.
Soul Discovery, if you're looking for a definition of soul, that is it. You've just heard it. Vanessa, wow. Unbelievable. Are you there? Are you there? Don't you go
away. I didn't know you had that.
Oh, dear. Yes, wow. So that's forthcoming, that tune, yes?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's... And Melanie Burt's on it. What's happening with Daniela? Are you going to be working with her as well? Because I heard that she's married now with children, and she's quite shocked that that people are interested in her music. So is she coming back with you to record material?
I've heard part of what you were saying, and if I think what I heard you say, yes, we're all shocked. We didn't... honestly, we just did what we did natural. You know, that was things that we grew up with. We grew up singing on the corner and singing to each other and having little talent shows. And Melanie used to live around the corner from me. And that's what we did. So, yeah, it was a bit of a shock to find out that people were interested in all the stuff that we used to do.
Yeah, it's nice. And tell me a bit about your church in Germany.
Where we're at in Germany?
Yes, where you are. And what's the name of the church?
We're in Bamberg, Germany right now, and we have a church here.
And what's the name of the church?
Greater Nation Christian Fellowship. You actually can go online and view it, and we actually have Trouble Don't Last on playing on the website, too, which is www.gncfc.org.
Okay, and have you got any other way of getting in touch with you? You've got a Facebook address as well.
Yes, we have a Facebook also, and you can actually go on my personal Facebook if they want to. It's Vanessia, Vanessia, Mathis, Mathis, Holland, Holland.
Okay, and there's a beautiful picture of Vanessa in a beautiful fur coat. Looks like.
Yes. You love my fake fur.
So, when are you going to come into the UK? That's the main thing.
When you want me to come.
You fly tomorrow. I come over tomorrow for all I care.
Hey, whenever you want us to come. Actually, Dola and I had been talking about setting up a show, you know, and bringing those and from especially in the, on the album, so we can come and do a show for you guys. We would love to.
Yeah, we're kind of working on that. We're talking to some promoters over there, so hopefully that'll take off for the beginning of early next year. Hopefully, so we'll work on it. Now, the last track I'm going out with is "Angel in Disguise." We've been playing this on the airwaves for a few months now, and I'm going to say hello to Heather because she absolutely loves this tune. This surpasses everything you've done so far. How did you get this tune, and where did you get the lyrics from? They're fantastic.
Wow, that song was written by myself. I wrote the lyrics and the vocals, and my cousin did the music. And actually, this was done in about an hour in the studio. An absolute hour. We were just playing around. We were actually in the studio in North Carolina, and we didn't have anything else to do, and we started singing. And we just told the guy to go ahead and turn it on. We're going to record. And we just recorded, and that's what came out.
You're joking. Wow.
No, I think I was about 18 or 19 when I recorded that.
Yeah, wow, God. Have you got much written down at the moment, material-wise?
Wow. Dole probably has 30 songs, I would say, somewhere in his archives, if not more than that. And I probably have... like Melanie, I probably have 100 sitting in here that we've just been playing with and haven't done anything with. That's what Dole and I were talking about, just going ahead and recording all the songs and, you know, just reaching back and re-recording some of the older songs that we had already done, but we just didn't do anything with it. And we have some beautiful stuff.
Well, don't do this to me. It's scary enough that someone's actually doing real vocals out there. Wow. Vanessa, this is the most sought-after record that's not been released yet, Angel in Disguise. Doyle's going to be bringing it out on a compilation, I believe.
Yes.
It's been fantastic talking to you. And please, please keep in touch, and we'll do this quite regular. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. And yes, to everyone, thank you for listening to our stuff and listening to our music. And we really appreciate you appreciating us for doing real music. You know, I know with today, things are totally different. Everyone likes to kind of sort of sing, but there are real singers out there. So continue to support us, and we would love to come and do a show there.
Okay, exception to the rule, one of the ladies from the group, Vanessa Holland, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
All the love.
Discovery. What a fantastic lady. Vanessa Holland, who lives in Germany. Holland, Germany, get it?